You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Today, George Kavassalis returns to catch us up on recent cosmic events. In 2003, George was to have an experience that changed everything. His conscious spirit traveled up through the dimensions of our universe, and he rediscovered what life here is all about. His mission is to reveal the deception and lies being imposed upon humanity from behind the scenes. His true intent is to empower people from within, which allows for better decisions during this time of great change. To facilitate our journey home, he wrote his new book, Our Universal Journey, one of the most comprehensive and influential books of our times. For those who resonate to George's workshops and DVDs, you will savor every word of this inspired writing. So let's welcome George back to the show now. Hi, George. Welcome back.
Hey, Lance. Hi. It's so good to be back with you again.
Yes, it seems like it's been a million years. And, you know, the last time we talked, it was, I think it was in July of 2012. And I was wondering what's your experience of December 21st and the new year in 2013 has been since we shifted into this new year?
I'll say personally for me, it's been incredibly profound, really deep, really transformational, because I actually focused on the rhythms of life through this time and the rhythms of the energies in my relationship with my mother planet and the relationship that both I and my mother planet are having with the sun and the solar system and the galaxy. And so the biorhythms of the machinations of this relationship and these relationships is what that solstice was really trying to bring to everyone's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are those of us who did hear the call and did make an effort to consciously connect with those energies and work with those energies. Unfortunately, there was quite a few people that tended to focus more on the drama and ended up feeling quite disillusioned by the whole process because nothing, as far as I was concerned, nothing happened. So it's kind of like, if I can use an analogy, just because a tree falls in a forest and you don't hear it happening doesn't mean it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is, please understand that there's a lot of processes going on, and it's important to move beyond all of our judgment and pain and our being seduced by the drama and all the drama vortexes out there, and go back to the simplistic nature of our relationship with our mother planet and listen to what's being said in that quiet space, in what's also known as the whispering wind, or the, you know, the quiet little you know, tones and streams of life that are just streaming past us all the time. But do we have the ears to hear and the eyes to see?
Absolutely. You know, the rhythms that you're talking about, the natural rhythms and the organic rhythms, are greatly at odds with the artificial rhythms that are being created here for us to be enslaved by. Have you found that this artificial matrix is starting to show some cracks in the seams? We saw that the Pope has resigned, and I thought we might find out a little bit more about your take on all of this, the events that are unfolding on the planet now.
Yeah, I see that as one of the smaller dominoes leading up to the bigger domino that's still waiting to fall in the public arena. But the Pope resigning is a huge sign. I mean, it is colossal in nature, as far as I'm concerned. You know, the Pope hasn't resigned for 600 years. And for that to have happened now, at this critical juncture of time, is quite profound. Also, the timing of it, of the conclave and everything around the equinox towards the end of the cycle, for me, is huge signs that there's a lot of manoeuvring going on right now and repositioning and restructuring. Now, the Pope resigning and a new one being posted, for me, is glaringly obvious as a move required by these energies, these controlling energies, to put in a position the people and the energies that they need to take this to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing, because throughout history, throughout time, there's been, on our planet, there's been different eras of and epochs of dominating sort of cultures. If you look at it, look back through history, there was the in India, there was a time when there was the ruling sort of group that came out of India. Then there was a time when there was a ruling group that was in Egypt. Then there was a time that there was a ruling group in Scandinavia. You see, it's happened throughout history. And behind all of that, I'll get to that in a moment, but what we're looking at now is the current ruling group or the location on the planet for this era we are in is the Roman Empire. It hasn't gone away. It's just morphed into a more sophisticated version of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at the Vatican, what we are really looking at is the ambassadorial headquarters on the planet for a God entity. You see, the laws that our societies function within, the framework that our societies function within, are within laws handed to us by this God entity, the God of religions. And the whole corporatized structure on the planet is within that framework. Every company that gets created or registered has to be registered with the Vatican. Every birth certificate, everyone that is born has to be registered with the Vatican. It is, you know, that old saying, all roads lead to Rome. Currently, that is still the case. And what we're seeing is a restructuring and a reorganization of a faction of this empire of this God, who is using that ambassadorial or that infrastructure or that office to run the show here on the planet. But soon that is going to come to an end. And there's a bigger plays going on behind the scenes, a lot of maneuvering, a lot of shuffling of the chess pieces at the moment, because the warning that I've given about this God entity with its extraterrestrial groups and races that are aligned with its synthetic universe are actually making their move. And now what we're seeing is, in the public arena, these first steps of the moves that are being made, because the priestly caste that has been their representatives here on Earth for such a very long time, it's playing itself out now that there's going to be a restructuring and a implementation of a new structure, a new infrastructure that this God and its extraterrestrial groupings want to assimilate humanity into.
Mm-hmm.
It goes as far, Lance, of a new world religion that's coming. It is huge what is coming, and I'm quite excited about it. I'm not fearful about it. I'm excited about it, not because I'm looking forward to living inside of this infrastructure, but because it's an energy we all need to work through. So if I could explain it like this, we have, when you on a personal level, you have an issue you need to work through, we can choose to live in denial of it if we like. And that's not working through it. That's not dealing with it. And so that ball and chain of energy, that karmic charge will always be with us until we actually deal with it. We can choose to blast it with light energy, which is on a bigger picture level of the, on a cosmic level, is like taking a pill. So it doesn't actually do it any good because, like I said, it's no different to taking a pill, but you're doing it on an energetic level. And that's still denial, really. And that's giving, that's trying to externalize it. So you're left with, you either do it properly or you're just going to still have it. You can, it'll be put aside for a while, but eventually in your journey of life in this universe, you're going to have to deal with it. So what we've got is synthetic dark and synthetic light fighting it out between themselves, and that battle has to be played out. See, the collectively humanity needs to work through this issue. And that's what we've got coming up on the planet, is this issue of synthetic dark and synthetic light that we've chosen to engage in, to venture through and experience and learn from. We now need to work through that energy, the last gasp of that energy, trying to grab as many human souls as it possibly can to stop us from moving beyond its reach, because that's what's currently happening. I'm already beyond its reach because I already see through its agenda and its programs. There's many people that are beyond its reach, but there's many who are not. The overwhelming majority of the population of the planet is not out of its reach yet. They're still well immersed and enmeshed in its programs. So we need to work through this energy, and that's what needs to play out in the global public arena. And the chess pieces have been maneuvered behind the scenes for a long, 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 long time, because this energy does not want to lose. If I use an expression from its perspective, and it wants to make sure that it implements programs that's going to keep within its framework as many human souls as it can possibly keep contained, because it is about farming, really, from their point of view at the end of it. Even though there will be, the talk will be all about love, it'll be all about freedom, it'll be all about love and light, and everything's wonderful. Because to me, Lance, the New World Order is not guns at the door. For me, the guns at the door issue is fear campaign, which is creating the problem so people get the reaction. And the solution is this passive-aggressive New World Order of love and light and everything's beautiful.
That is a problem, isn't it? So many of us have been looking at this for a long time and have seen just what you're describing. And for those of us who are a little bit more awake than a few others, it's painful to be here and watch it unfold so slowly. And yet, as you said, it is the choice of the collective to work through this, through these choices, and we have to be able to see through it to be able to make a choice. So that brings us to a question about timelines and directions, because myself and many others have considered that there would be a more rapid acceleration or pace, and that we would see the authentic light streaming in and making sweeping changes. I suppose the Christians would call that the second coming, and other people would call it the ETs and the rest of it, but it really is a battle of technology and ancient foes that have been here with us for hundreds of thousands and millions of years. So what's to prevent the next situation being a larger sandbox? In other words, we're in the matrix now, and it feels to me like a larger matrix is being built around it that will appear to be complete freedom, with financial releases and wars will start ending and religions start to collapse, but something new takes its place. How are people going to work through seeing the truth of this when so many are already enslaved to the existing order?
Exactly. I wholeheartedly agree with your statements there. That is exactly what is being created. And, you know, we're going from a small playground to a really big playground, and there's going to be new fantastic toys which come in the form of new technologies which will create awe and wonder, and people go, "Wow, isn't that brilliant? Wow, isn't that fantastic?" And it's all about the seduction of people's awareness and attention. And we got to be really careful here, because the true organic light doesn't behave that way. It's not the characteristics of it. It's more a matter of fact and ease and grace and simplicity. And where I feel I'm heading is beyond the need for technology, where I'll be doing everything just from my organic consciousness. I don't feel that Mother Earth needs technology anymore. I don't feel that the relationship of humanity and Mother Earth requires technology, because, like I said, we'll be functioning from just this simplistic, organic understanding of how to implement energies and work with other beings. And when I say other beings, working with the mineral kingdom, with the plant kingdom, and working together with those kingdoms rather than the need for technology to manipulate those kingdoms.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I honestly don't see how the world can continue with the chemtrails globally and genetically modified foods and all of the horrendous things that we're being assaulted with intentionally from what I can tell, which is a terraforming of the Earth into a totally synthetic, controllable artificial intelligence, and the subjugation of the natural living spirit of all things, which we can see all around us. And it would appear that those two worlds are incompatible, and that would lead us to wonder if there might be a splitting of the ways or a divergence, a fork in the road, which the Hopis and other indigenous tribes have talked about.
Well, there will be a form of that, Lance, because there are those of us who are consciously aware that we're completing our journey, and there are those who don't see that. They don't understand that about themselves. And so I'm going to continue my journey with my mother planet, because I'm in her planetary womb, because I originally entered the galactic womb. And so I'm looking at transforming myself, graduating, however, whatever terminology you want to, rebirthing. I mean, whatever terminology you want to give that, it's the culmination of all the wisdom that I've gained with my journey through this universe. And now I'm on the planetary womb of the Divine Mother, and I feel like I am finally bringing it all back into balance and integrating everything. And then I will be transforming or metamorphosizing into something different, something new that I haven't been before. So this is what is this is my intention. This is why I'm here. But I'm also here in service of humanity. So on a personal front, that's why I was here. And on a more servitude front, I am here to serve humanity and help with this process of transformation. Now, there are many, many people that don't understand that about themselves. So what's to be of them? What's to come of these people? And my understanding is that they will continue their journey in what I call the great arena, or what I call the universal matrix, because we have different matrices at work here. We have the earthly matrix that we're used to, but there's also this matrix of the synthetic universe, and then there's the matrix of the organic universe. This is very confusing to a lot of people, but when we can understand the construct here, of what's at play. So at the moment we have the, to give people a bit of a distinction, because this is the background, this is the framework behind what's actually happening here. We're looking at the bigger picture here, Lance. Mm-hmm. We can understand that the synthetic matrix, also known as the labyrinth, is maneuvering itself around us in a really big way at the moment, because it's been implementing these negative programs, this negative charge, for such a long time. And now it's going to implement its positive charge, its positive programs, but it's still within the framework of this synthetic matrix, synthetic universe. And then when I say synthetic universe, I don't mean the planet itself. Okay, people think that this is all an illusion, and that's just not true. What is an illusion is the mindset, is the perception and approach and the technologies that are being implemented and imposed and overlaid over the natural and organic version of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the organic universal matrix is a matrix where everybody is aware of their challenges and aware of what's going on. The negative, the organic dark and the negative charge of the organic universe, of the true universal matrix, everybody's on the level with that energy. We all know. It's like you've got a mountain to climb. You've got a challenge coming, but they will show you the mountain. You will see the mountain in front of you, and you climb it, and you know what you're doing the whole way along. You will see a roller coaster ride, and it's a challenge, but you will sit on that roller coaster, and you will go for that incredible ride and go through the challenges of that ride. That's the organic dark. It's a negative charge, but it's honorable. Now, with this other synthetic dark, that's something different. That's something that's very deceptive, very manipulative, very, you know, even sadistic in nature, masochistic in nature. That has totally different characteristics. And when we can begin to distinguish between the two, just like the synthetic light has different characteristics, because this energy, this God entity that's replicated the light and the dark, has created its own version of it, which I call the synthetic dark and the synthetic light. You know, it's taken the honorable dark, the organic dark, and turned it into something sadistic and masochistic and you know, full of debauchery and manipulation and deception. And it's also taken the organic light and turned that into something self-righteous and authoritarian, you see, and enamors itself with its own splendor and glamour. It's a different flavor. And when we can understand the subtleties, some of them are obvious, but then it gets to the point where it really knows how to blur the lines between natural organic life and synthetic life. And when we can have that capacity to be able to discern, distinguish between the two flavors of organic dark and light and synthetic dark and light, the ball game is blown wide open. The plan, the agenda, you just see through it. And I recommend people begin to really try to understand the difference between the two, because this is what's being imposed on humanity. The synthetic light is now going to play its hand as it prepares for the synthetic dark to make its move publicly, overtly instead of covertly, plain for everyone to see. So then it will be the boogeyman in retrospect to the synthetic light, so it can come in and be seen as the saviour. And this is what is being manoeuvred around us, that bigger sandbox that you're talking about, Lance, that even you can see happening, you can identify with. And more people these days are starting to identify with that. They can see it, they can feel it, they can sense it, that this promise of freedom is freedom within a much larger framework. Now, we also need to understand the difference between someone who promises freedom and true spiritual sovereignty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the things that you brought to light for me was the possibility that the chakra system is not what we think it is. And while you were talking about this various, the expansion of basically it's giving up a pawn or two on the chessboard to allow the bigger game to continue in a new cycle of experience. And it could be that the Vatican has already been set up. It's been written about in prophecies, which outside of time would be easy to manipulate, and we wouldn't know the difference. So one of the things that you mentioned was about the chakra system, and I thought to myself, well, if we have seven chakras that have the capacity to be tampered with from the synthetic light or the synthetic dark, the synthetic universe, then the people who are saying that we're going from a seven chakra system to a 12 chakra system, which would be like going from a Volkswagen to a Rolls Royce, might indicate that we're being further fragmented rather than unified in consciousness. So rather than being more unified and one with the heart of the planet and the solar system and the galaxy and beyond, we would actually be becoming fragmented more further. We would have expanded capacities, which we rightfully have anyway, and due to our DNA being snipped and manipulated and tampered with, we just are not able to function fully consciously. So that 12 chakra system could be one of the new age forms of, well, here we go. Look at what you can do. You can have bliss, ecstasy, and just step into the virtual world, and it's all yours. Implant the brain chip. So, you know, that was one of the things that got me thinking that perhaps it's helpful to think of simplicity and unity rather than further focusing into a virtual reality.
Yeah, exactly that. I totally agree with you. And for me, it goes even further when you step into the realm of Kundalini and what that energy, spirit fire, as it's known in the occults, and also it's known as the Holy Ghost in Christendom. I mean, that energy there in itself, the irony and the paradox, especially in the world of Christendom, that the Holy Ghost is actually a serpent energy. I mean, that's just the contradictory, you know, hypocrisy speaks for itself there. So when you really look at having a serpent symbiote energetically speaking now, and I'm going to use this as an analogy for anyone who's ever seen Stargate, realize that there's this little serpent symbiote that goes into people and turns them into a godlike being. So when people can understand that was an incredible metaphor for this Kundalini thing that people are getting involved in, that there is this serpent that occupies your tree of life, and it is a serpent symbiote turning you into a godlike entity for this synthetic universe. So people will see life through the eyes or the filters or the lenses of this energy, of this God entity. And yes, it is a God entity. It is incredibly powerful relative to our current level of awareness and understanding of things. It's incredibly powerful. It's created its own synthetic universe. It has multiple domains and realities in it. It has its own spiritual hierarchies of angels, ascended masters. It has assimilated multitudes of extraterrestrial races into its domains, into its realities and kingdoms. It has its own heavenly realms. And when people are engaged and practicing the doctrines and the spiritual practices of and the teachings and of this, you know, of the missionaries that, you know, which are angels and ascended masters and channelings and ET groups that come here and propagate these spiritual practices and doctrines of chakra meditations and Kundalini and pineal gland meditations and what have you. All of this stuff is designed as an overall program to assimilate people into this, the domains of this God who has created this incredible synthetic universe, which is colossal in size. And when people get caught up into it, they truly think that that is the actual universe, and the creator of that universe is the creator. That's how all-encompassing and engulfing these energies are. And the reason I can talk about this is because I have ventured into those domains, and I am now at the end of the journey of exploring those domains, and I'm on my way out of the synthetic universe. So I'm talking from experience. I'm not just judging here. And it's incredible challenges, wonderful challenges and experiences with people that want to venture down that path. But I'm done with that. I'm now in the process of leaving.
Amen to that. You know, one of the things that we have talked about in the past, and not as in-depth as we might today, is the nature of the beast. And recently I had a guest on my show, Kevin Annette, who is exposing the genocide in Canada of the indigenous tribes, and we know that that has gone on here in the United States, and all of that in the name of the church, the Catholic Church. And the pedophile scandals are coming out of the theme. So it looks as if the church is being used as the problem, and then with the reaction is going to be arriving soon, and the solution is what I'm concerned about. How do you see that? The church is definitely a source of horrendous evil and crimes that against humanity. There's absolutely no question about that. All of these organized religions and corporations and the government are basic, and the mafias and the rest of it.
Well, tell me about it. I had a life as a Cathar. I remember quite well.
Oh, so do you see this starting to come to light? And that would also include what the Vatican is concealing about the extraterrestrial and the high technologies that exist already that are hundreds of years in advance of the ones that we are allowed to have?
Okay, what's happening is within the Vatican is a little bit factionalized. There's the general understanding of the policies of the Vatican by the majority of the cardinals and the hierarchical infrastructure in there, but there's another group within there. It's the hidden hand, which I see as the order of the Jesuits that really run the scenes behind the scenes. And there's even, you know, there's a hierarchical structure within that behind that as well. But what we have is chess pieces being maneuvered into position to, you know, with this next pope being the one that's going to bring about the downfall of the Catholic Church publicly. You know, because all the atrocities will be revealed through the behavior of this, you know, because things will be brought into question because of the dictatorial nature of this coming pope. And then, now this is prophecy, okay? That I will say this is a good indication of where things are heading as far as I can see with what the way the chess pieces are being maneuvered behind the scenes and what I'm experiencing and what I'm in contact with behind the scenes, who and what and whatever. So for me, it's a prophecy that needs to be played out. It's a script. If you look at these prophecies as a script that needs to be fulfilled to establish and consolidate the belief of the believers, it needs to consolidate their belief system even further. It cements it when the prophecies are fulfilled, because they'll go, see, it's true, it came to pass. So there's a very big effort behind the scenes to fulfill these prophecies. And then after everything gets revealed to do with the pedophilia and all the crimes that have been committed by this insidious organization, then the new implementation of this new system that's coming up, and there's talk of a new religion being presented, a new form of not just Christianity, but a religion that brings all the religions together under one banner. So this is what I'm seeing as the New World Order.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
behind the framework of the practicalities and the functionalities of trade and corporate life and laws and agreements and you know, everyday societal functioning life in people's lives, behind all of that is the theocratical framework. Okay?
Yes.
So I see that this new framework that's going to be presented to humanity, for me, is the real New World Order, this passive-aggressive system of peace, love, and unity. And it's going to be really tantalizing to a lot of people. And
yeah.
and I feel that the disclosure of extraterrestrial life is not going to come from the military. I don't feel it's going to come from the US government. That's why the UFOs aren't going to land on the White House lawn. I don't feel it's going to come from them. I feel it's going to come from this theocratic order, whether it comes from the Vatican, if it's still standing, or it comes from a branch of this theocratic order, which will claim dominion over all other orders.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I see it the same way.
They are already releasing statements saying that extraterrestrials are brothers and our sisters. These are statements that have been released already publicly. And there's paperwork in place. And I think a comment has already been made by a cardinal to say that to not see extraterrestrial races, our extraterrestrial brothers and sisters, as exactly that. To accept them in our lives is tantamount to heresy, because by only seeing our human level of life as God's creation, you are then putting limits on the creative power of God. And mm-hmm. so to say extraterrestrials are not our brothers and sisters is tantamount to heresy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there'll be leverage. There will be leverage and there'll be pressure that will be put into the public arena upon those who do not align themselves with the coming agenda of the extraterrestrial races that are going to be introduced into the public arena of humanity.
Now, what about the higher extraterrestrial races that we know exist? You have been exposed to those races and you are familiar with the positive force. What are they? What's their role in this, and will they be able to somehow be worked into the? Will they be able to assist? Obviously, this is not a good situation for human beings being dumbed down and forced into further enslavement with bedazzling technologies. Aren't there positive ET forces? I've spoken to so many people on the radio show who have talked about their own experiences with them. What about that side of the equation?
Yeah, that's a perfectly good answer to that question. Just before I go to that answer, I want to say that also the statements made by these cardinals, and these will be made more broad public statements that will be coming in this direction. They're going to say that these extraterrestrial groups that they're introducing us to are more advanced than we are, And they're going to say that they are closer to God than we are, therefore we need to listen to them.
Turning over the reins to the Jetsons form of the chariot.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That will be their reasoning.
Yes.
So we need to understand their reasoning, their justifications. I think these are the things that we need to really focus on, because when we contemplate those, it falls right into the model that I shared of these groups out there want to put us down and place themselves above us, yet we are embodiment fractal of the universe. So yeah. It's remembering who and what we are, remembering who and what they are, and not allowing them to claim dominion over us, even in the most subtle and sophisticated way, even as it comes in the guise of love and freedom, it will still be custodianship. So these are the things to contemplate to further expand your awareness on, because these are the coming challenges that we face. And I want to share the answer to your question. Can I get you to ask the question again?
Yes. With all these manipulations of the behind the scenes, preparing for turning over the new monopoly game to the higher players, quote unquote, the ones that are already running the show, the God entity that claims dominion over humans and the planet and the solar system and beyond, they're going to be presenting, most likely, very beautiful, dazzling creatures, beings who are, well, like the movie V that was done and redone recently. And they will come in peace. What of the truly higher frequency beings, the extraterrestrial civilizations who are far more advanced than any of these controlling, manipulating, dark entities that are attempting to control us because they can't stand us and they're jealous of us, and they milk us of our energy, they feed off of us, they feed off of our light. What of the ability of the truly more advanced civilizations that are benevolent to enact some kind of countermeasure to give us an opportunity to make a more intelligent choice?
Oh, look, the answer to that question is very simple. The majority, the overwhelming majority of people listening to this interview are those extraterrestrials. You, Mark, and I are those higher extraterrestrial beings that you speak of. We are the ones we've been looking for. We have chosen to incarnate into this system to change it from the inside out. We are the ones with the game plan. We are the ones with the power. And we are the ones that are going to make it happen at the appropriate time.
I was afraid you'd say that. I agree with you on that point, too.
Oh, my goodness. Doesn't that change things profoundly? Your whole world around you starts to change. You know, what we've been experiencing is these beings trying to attack us, and we can see them trying so hard to, you know, it's impenetrable, this energy field that's around us at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
By so many beings, beings that used to get to us, no longer get to us.
Yeah.
And it's happening to you, to me. If people can have some visual about this, it's so, how can I say this, comforting. It is so encouraging when one has this type of experience, which I have recently, and Cynthia has recently, and quite a few other people we know have recently. We were given this opportunity to have a visual of these beings attacking us and us just standing there with our light, not blasting them so it hurts, just us just in a being, in a state of being, and them throwing everything at us that they possibly can, and they just can't affect us. They put it this way, we are going into a vibrational expression which is out of their reach.
Right. That completely changes the perspective, and it's necessary to view from that point of the lighthouse, so that we can more effectively be authentic.
Oh, you know, if I can please read a quote to you from my dear friend Leone, the quote goes like this: "We need to learn to read from the scrolls in our own souls." That's it.
You know, I missed part of that. I think the Skype connection Skyped out. Can you reread that for us?
Yes. We need to learn to read from the scrolls in our own soul. Did you get that?
Yes. Beautiful. Yes, absolutely. Beautiful.
And when we can understand that, we can start to read from those scrolls in our own soul, that concept, that we do have all the knowledge that we require within us, and we start to trust our own beingness, our own soul essence, we go into a very, very different place of perspective, a place of functionality, because now we're functioning from a different platform, and instead of this externalization, subservience, and giving our power away, we are now functioning from a platform of our inner light and our inner power, which is exactly what they have been trying to cut us off from. And this is what they fear the most, is us remembering who we are, what we've come here to do.
Yes, yeah. We source because we are source. And it eliminates the need to look outside ourselves for information when we know and we have all the information within us. And there's no other place to look for it except inside.
The irony of the truth seeker, Lance.
Well, we've got just a few minutes left. I can't believe how fast this time is going by or has gone by. I just love talking to you, George. There's enough time for you to share a few closing thoughts and make sure that people can find your website where you have videos and articles and they can get your book, because I say get that book.
Thank you, Lon.
Yeah.
It needs to be played out. It does. Synthetic light, synthetic dark needs to play out. Now, how we approach that, how we handle that, will be up to each person individually. My recommendations are that we look at this synthetic universe as an energy that needs to play out on the human arena, on the global arena. And when we can look at it from that point of view, we are seeing it from outside. It's like we're removing ourselves from that bubble, that arena, that drama vortex, that forest. Remove yourself from inside of it and look down on the whole thing. Look at it as a whole, synthetic dark, battling the synthetic light. And that will really help people to understand the concepts and give people perspective, which is a game changing perspective. It's a paradigm breaker. We can see that this God entity with hierarchies, angels and masters and Galactic Federation of Light and all these wonderful technologies, and you know, when we can look at that whole infrastructure belonging to the prophetic universe, and that's what we're exposed to at the moment. All the other extraterrestrial races are just right back. All the ET from the organic universe and right back, because they do not want to disempower us. They do not want to spoil what we have come here to achieve. So they need to stay away for now and let us become empowered from within and step up to the plate, do the work we need to do, because we are the beings we've been waiting for to come and help us in this situation. We've got to roll up our sleeves. The day will come and we'll still need to roll up our sleeves and do what we need to do. And each person will know inherently within themselves what it is they need to be doing. And we can rediscover our fundamental purpose in life on being a son and a daughter and a brother and a sister and a husband and a wife and a partner and a lover and a boss and an employee. When we pass all those other roles, you get to the fundamental purpose of your life, which is a majestic phase of our life, that we then enact this fundamental purpose and do what we call our work.
Very well said, very well said. And if I added anything, it would be to stay as detached from what we see happening around us as possible, using the techniques that we know to use, and not take on any fears of death or destruction or anything else. There's nothing to fear, and there is no such thing as sin. So it's important to remember that death is an illusion, and we are infinite and eternal beings.
And it's not original sin, it's original intent. Own it.
Yes. I love it. I just
and
love you, George.
This coming equinox is so important. For me, it's the end of the cycle. That's how I see it. It feels like it to me. We're reaching a crescendo energetically. And I feel that after this equinox, that's when the ball's going to start to roll, energetically speaking. How it actually literally manifests in the public arena, that remains to be seen, and the time sequence of all of it. For me, this equinox is the tipping point. So we'll wait and see what happens. I recommend people really feeling the organic biorhythm of these phases of, you know, the precession of the equinoxes. And it is the precession of the equinoxes. So remember, it finishes on an equinox. It's coming up. So whatever you experience through this ending period cycle will be up to you. For me, incredibly profound. I just recommend people to feel where they need to be on the body of Mother Earth. For the body of Mother Earth. So I recommend that people do that.
Absolutely. I've been hearing a lot about the nature of the March astrology, so this is going to be an interesting month for everybody.
And it's no coincidence that there's going to be a conclave at the Vatican around the time of the equinox.
Mm-hmm. And we know that nothing happens that is not astrologically and numerologically and magically aligned. So this will be fun to see how that unfolds.
Yeah.
George, what's your website where people can find you?
Okay, we've got our main website, ourjourneyhome.com.au, and then we have a website for the book, which is ouruniversaljourney.com.au, and we also have a website for the documentary that was made by Sean Vandenberg, and that is ourjourneyhomemovie.com.au. And the DVD is available for purchase through Amazon. You can stream it. And we've also got the paperback, Our Universal Journey, is available as an e-book. It's available as paperback, and it's available as an audio book. So there's plenty of information there for people to get through. And there's loads of free content on ourjourneyhome.com.au. We've got loads of free content for people to peruse and traverse the landscape of the information that I've been sharing.
Well, you know, I didn't know that you had finished your movie, Our Journey Home, so that's something I have to look forward to. And I looked through my crystal ball, found that it's possible there may be a book in the near future coming out of you again.
I'm actually in the process of writing a course, because you know he wrote the book, gave people all this paradigm-breaking information, and now I'm coming up with the understanding of how to enact this knowledge, this great knowledge, and deeper knowledge, taking it a step further, because the course is an in-depth follow-on of the book. And so we're going to make this course available online for people, and we're also looking at organising weekend retreats around the world towards the end of the year, so mid towards the end of the year. So very exciting times, because the principles of universal law that I'm working with at the moment are very, very powerful, and it's really the tools to help us complete a journey in the synthetic universe and the universal matrix.
Wow, that is really exciting, George. I'm so glad you're doing that, because, you know, the book is so full, jam-packed with information, and it's so profound that it really does take at least a weekend or two of intensive study to absorb it and hold it and learn how to transform our ability to interact with the real world and walk that tightrope that we're on right now. So I'm really glad to hear that you're coming up with a course, because that'll be terrific.
Thank you, Lance. And I want to thank you. It's always a joy speaking with you. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity for me to come and share my wisdom with my humanity. So thank you very much for that wonderful opportunity that you facilitate for people like myself here. I really appreciate that you're doing too.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You know that the pleasure is mine.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
I wish you the best in the coming months, and we'll touch base again, and we'll probably have a very interesting conversation with our next radio show, as whenever that is in the future, which has already happened.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks so much, George. I can't thank you enough.
Big hug. Thank you, Lance.
All right. Big hugs to you, too. Bye-bye.